Special Town Board Meeting, January 16, 2024.
Supervisor, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
Your snowy day.
We are.
Couple.
Three.
So that's cool.
That's good.
Well, that's for the.
It's the other one.
That one's good to see. Maybe come set it up.
Yes.
That's the first one since I've been on board. First application for that spot since I've been on board.
It's a done deal.
Hi Kyle.
Hey, what are you getting from?
And your boss.
The clerk's office, every, any application that comes in, they'll put them in all, you know, boxes. It's like a supervisor. They're gonna say your office should have them.
Well, which one?
Driver labor.
Yeah, that just came in today.
So it's like, is your office?
This afternoon.
Yeah.
No, the clerks do.
Yeah, this is her, her office, puts them in, puts them in for us, so we have an application.
Yeah, I got that one.
Cause I didn't get any.
I got it, you were gone.
Was that today's?
Yeah, you were gone for the county, I don't know what that one is. They may have thrown another one in there too.
Ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Ready? Are you ready? Good evening. Special board meeting, Town Monroe, January 16th. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Fish.
Here. Can you stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Number one on the agenda. Set future meetings and workshops. We need a public hearing for 6:35 on January 23rd, 2024, for Local Law 1 of 2024. The local law will be to rescind the local law number 4 of 2023. What happened was at the last meeting, we passed a couple of resolutions, one for this local law. Come to find out, it already had been registered by somebody other than the clerk's office the 29th of December 2023. So we couldn't do it the way we did it. We have to rescind that. And at that time, we understood that it had not been filed with the state. Like I said this morning, we found out different. Upon advice from Bill Ryan, this is how we need to move forward and rescind the resolution.
Make a motion to set the public hearing at 6:35 p.m. on Tuesday, January 23rd, 2004. For Local Law 1 of 2024, and this local law is to discuss the rescinding of Local Law 4 of 2023.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilmember Noonan.
Yes.
Councilmember Killian.
Aye.
Councilmember Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue?
Yes.
Supervisor Fish?
Yes. Anything else anybody needs a workshop or a meeting for? Public comment number one. This is for public comments related to tonight's agenda. Come to the podium, you get 5 minutes, state your name and address, and we may or may not respond, but we're here to listen. Nobody? Item number two, resolution to waive the water hookup fees, Quartzville Road properties. Down in the sewer line, on down Quartzville Road, we've got three houses that the line is going to be running within 25 feet, in some cases, of the wells. The town has talked to Bellamy about sleeving the lines. We can do so at around $220,000 total cost for it. Or we can waive the hookup fee and the buying capacity fee for the town people to hook up to our water because they're not hooked up to it. That's something that they're going to set up paperwork for through the attorneys, and we'll go down and talk to these people and explain to them the situation at hand. And if they wish to hook up, if they have the equipment in the house and everything and they wish to hook up, we'll waive the fees that they were going to be charged with at one time when the line went in. Now what happened with that was the line went in 2012 down Quartzville Road. We were charging everybody that got equipment in their house, and it was brought to the board and found that we could only charge for water that went through the meter. So people that had been paying a fee without taking any water were offered one of two items. Either they could continue paying a fee, and if they ever had to hook up, they wouldn't have to pay that buy-in capacity because they were already hooked up during the project, or they could elect to keep on paying and not worry about anything if they ever had to hook up. So because this is going to cost the town $220,000, we're trying to look for a way to do away with some of that, and by doing so, by asking these people if they'd be willing to hook up, we'd go in and we'd take and hook the water, the potable water for their drinking and their bathing and whatnot. And then we'd take their well water, if they so choose, and we'd run a hose bib outside for them so they could still use that. So that's what we're doing, is we're looking for a resolution to give me permission to go down and talk to these people and see if they're interested in the hookup, and any one or all three of them.
In the best interest of the taxpayer dollars here, and especially the sewer districts, I would make a motion to approve the supervisor to approach the three properties on Forestville Road with the documentation provided by council to waive the hookup fee.
Right.
Any discussion?
Just to pick up from where the supervisor was just stating, I sat in on the meeting. Don Rhodes assured me that there is ways to do this legally, and it's done across the state all throughout the year. It's in the best interest of the town and the sewer system. Again, each one of these residents is going to cost about $60,000 to $70,000 to sleeve just in front of their property, where we could waive our $1,750 hookup fee. My understanding is the majority of these houses actually already have the proper equipment into the house, they just aren't using it. So hopefully some conversations here can get that set and done. And again, Sounds like Supervisor's going to reach out to our council to make sure that we're following all the steps as far as how we can do that legally.
They have drawn up easements for us and everything to be signed, allowing us to go into the property. The people will have to sign these before we can actually go in and do any work.
I appreciate you reaching out to them already, so that was just my discussion. Sounds like this is by far the best interest for our tax dollars here, our the sewer district's dollars.
Do we have a second?
Yes, JD, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Change order. Item number 3. Additional work for installing the casing. County Force Main. You all have the draft change order from LaBarge. The change order authorizes extra work for the installation of these sleeves if the town cannot secure temporary easements by January 24th. It also changes the project's substantial completion date from December 15th to March 31st.
I would make a motion to authorize the supervisor to sign the change orders for the additional work and the change order to extend the completion date to March 31st, 2024.
Second.
Under discussion, just to add to that, it's added with Supervisor John Rhodes and the owners of Bellamy and his project manager. Don Rhodes made it clear to us that this wasn't from a lack of trying or a lack of being on the job site. Bellamy's basically redirected all of his resources here to this project and still has 3 crew supervisors, we said? To the best of my knowledge, still has 3 of his 4 crews here working on this. Be my opinion to absolutely extend this date, and again, the change order for the pipe is just part of the construction process.
Okay. Item number 4, Storm Tech Voucher.
All in favor?
I thought we didn't vote on it.
No,
I thought you didn't add to it.
Nope, no, there's a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carry. Agenda item number 4. Historic Tech Voucher. 3 subscription licenses. The firewall security. Jeffrey was told that we had until March to approve this amount. But the vendor informed Historic Tech that it needs to be done by January 22nd. This was budgeted for 2024. We need a motion to approve the subscription licenses for 3 Sonic Wall Advanced Gateway Security Suites for the current town-owned models in the amount of $2,091.36. It'll come out of account A1620.4, which has a balance of $20,000.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Supervisors' items. County board meeting today. We heard from Sheriff Zerlo about the loss of about 30 or 32 of the road patrol, and they talked of. They talked of signing different people on, bringing people over. They are losing people to, of course, the state police are on a huge hiring binge right now. They haven't lost many to other local authorities, but they have lost them. And they talked about a couple of different things that they want to do to try to get this back up to the staffing, back up to where it was. They talked about possible overtime hours. They talked about the fact that not only is it important to get these people back in there and get this staff up to where it belongs, not only for public safety, but for the safety of the sheriffs that are there too and everything. That was pretty much the gist of everything that went on down there today. Other than that, it was just three or four resolutions that were passed, and nothing of any urgency that is going to affect any of us up here.
I know you're on public safety, and I'm glad to hear they're addressing that. I know that we got you on the board for that, and we're hearing more positive on that outcome.
They also discussed the gentlemen who were involved in that life-saving incident, and one of them was a very young kid from over in Corinth that's very new to this to the police force, and he really stepped up and saved somebody's life right off the bat. And it's good to have good young kids like that that are involved in it. I don't have anything else, if anybody else does. Yes, no? Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
There you go. Oh boy.
Should take himself a little. Don't walk.